So once again, I'm here, Gabe, and you know, I keep on doing this to you. I gotta rant, man. I'm not really like angry about something, but I had to make myself angry about something. So like,
I'm here.
do you know what Space Jam is?
Space Jam. Is it like a kind of preserve made in the far reaches of the cosmos?
See, that's what I thought when I was first looking into it. I heard people were getting mad about Space Jam, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna look it up. And I just looked up pictures of jelly and then photoshopped them into space, and then I put them on the
You just
internet.
photoshopped the pictures yourself to try to explain to yourself what Space Jam was?
Yes, and then I put them on the internet and said,
Nice.
I am mad about this too, and people got mad at me, and I started getting these
They got
pictures.
mad at you because you were mad at the Space Jam that you made?
So it instead, they some guy was like, all right, man, you're not getting it. We're mad because of this. So he sends me a picture of Lola Bunny, who's.
Oh, I like, let me tell you before you even tell me what's happening. I think I know what you're talking about. Space Jam. You mean the Michael Jordan movie where he plays with the Looney Tunes basketball against aliens and
Yeah,
there's
that.
Yeah, I remember Lola Bunny. She was hot, man. I liked my favorite part of Lola Bunny was that she had boobs. That's like the main thing that I think for her character at least. Like, you know, Bugs is kind of crazy. He's kind of naughty, plays these practical jokes on everyone. But Lola's got the tits.
Yeah,
So what were you gonna say?
so he sends me this picture and he's showing me like Lola Bunny from the original, like Space
Yeah.
Jam, and then the new
Honka
one,
honka.
and then he showed me the new one. He's like, yeah, look, she's wearing clothing, more clothing than she was in the other movie. And he was like,
Okay.
I'm upset because I don't get to see her honkers and her fat ass. And I was like, well, I'm not really invested into this, like at all, you know? Like, but
So we.
I still had to be mad about something, right?
Yeah. So we don't get to see her honkers and her
No,
fat
we don't
ass?
get to see her honkers and her fat
Are you
ass.
fucking kidding me?
So I decided to join this anger train. I was like, you know what? Sure, we got to do that. I'm not invested in it, but you know what I am invested in? I want to see Bugs Bunny's massive rippling chungus. And by chungus, I mean his cock. And
You
by his
think that he
cock, I
calls
mean
his
his
cock his big
penis. And
chungus?
by his penis, I mean his wiener. And by his wiener, I mean his fucking Johnson.
I don't think I know what you mean by that, though.
I want to see the veins coming out of his basketball shorts, man. That's how I want it. Come on, let's make this an equal ways street here. You objectify women rabbits, I objectify male rabbits. Let's do this. They're of age. We could do this. This is fine.
Yeah, what's up, Doc? It's Bugs Bunny's dick.
More like, what's up, cock?
Sauce 100% USDA certified queef.
Wait, how do queefs sound? Do they sound any different than farts? Are they like bigger, stronger, faster, harder, Daft
You're
Punk?
asking me?
Yeah.
I'm 16. I don't.
You're around vaginas more often, 'cause like,
I'm 16. I'm a virgin.
oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. That's part of the lore,
You know
isn't it?
this.
Hey
What?
guys, welcome to the podcast. This is Gator Sauce, and you know, it's your indelible. Ooh, got that one.
Indelible. Ooh,
Ooh,
actually, I
like
didn't think of
ink.
one.
Boy, I be like ink. Look at me, a indelible host, Kurt. And this here is
I'm Gabe. I am your invisible host,
Where'd he
like
go?
ink,
Where'd he
like
go?
invisible ink.
Where'd he go? Oh no! Oh, Gabe, come
Kurt,
back.
I'm right here.
I'm scared.
No,
Oh.
Kurt, I'm actually here. I'm
Oh.
not. Oh my God.
Oh.
Did I disappear? Because I don't know anymore. Because sometimes you pretend like I'm invisible and you start asking, where's Gabe? Where's Gabe? And then only after I've cried for 3 hours straight do you tell me that you've seen me the whole time.
I think the fact that you said that I'm invisible was evoking like a magical concept in my
Ah.
brain, and I couldn't see you because you said it that way.
Ah.
You
Like
like,
hypnotizing. Like
yeah.
I just snapped you into it and now you actually can't see me.
Yeah. Yeah, so like now you're back and I'm really, you know what, man, I'm really happy to see you. You know,
Hey.
it's been a long
It
week
has.
weeks. I don't
It's
know. Our tent's huge now.
The longest I think we've gone without hanging out.
Yeah, we lived together in the same tent, but...
We did, until, you know, the authorities broke it up, and my mom came and reclaimed me, and, dude, I've been doing a lot better at school, by the way, since the last time we hung out. My grades have been going up. Apparently, I'm really good at math.
Man, I miss you in the tent city. I really do. Yeah, really? I can't count how many tents we have. I think it's like, I've still been stealing tents and sewing them together.
You're still living in Tent City in Los Angeles.
Well, actually, I have more of a tent mansion now. It's like, I think it's like 50 some odd tents tied together.
Just like, I think we interviewed, last episode, we interviewed someone who, at the time, we believed to be Ben Shapiro, who had a giant tent, I think, right?
Bon Shaprio, yeah.
Yeah, he called himself Bon Shaprio. He insisted he wasn't Ben Shapiro in disguise, but... I don't know. I think legally we have to say that wasn't Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, I don't want to be sued because, you know, this podcast is world famous.
We're punk rock. We're counterculture. We're willing to rile things up. We're a bit... Are we provocateurs? Yes, we are.
Yeah, except we don't have money.
If anyone threatens to sue us, we'll cower immediately and just immediately give in to their demands.
Yeah, I'll give you my wallet. Just please don't rape me.
I will literally profess whatever ideology you want me to say on air. Just please don't hurt me.
Yeah, don't touch my bum. I don't want to be raped. Not at this age. Maybe a little later, but not really. Now. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you consent to being raped later, is that still rape?
Gator sauce!
There has never been a better time to use the gator sauce.
So, you know, Gabe, so, like, I've been noticing, so, you've been gone, but, like, it hasn't really fixed our time machine issue, like, you know,
you've
like...
You've still been having the hallucinations?
Yeah, have you?
I actually went to the doctor for that, and they prescribed me some pills that I've been taking regularly, and I... Stop seeing all those things. Huh. We were seeing, I think last episode we mentioned we were seeing chariots all over the place.
What is this?
And you're holding...
I'm holding your pills. I took them from your
Where'd
bag.
Where did you take my pills from? The fuck?
Yeah, you had them in your bag.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Kurt-proof.
Gabe, this is just heroin mixed with sugar.
Wait, let me see that.
Yeah.
Kurt, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what you've been taking.
And I never even read it.
Yeah.
It says it on the bottle, heroin plus sugar.
It's not even any scientific like name or anything. It just says heroin plus sugar.
Why do you think they prescribe me heroin for hallucinations?
I don't know. Doesn't heroin make you hallucinate? So maybe you were maybe since you weren't taking the drugs in real life and you're hallucinating in real life, the fact that you're taking drugs that make you sometimes hallucinate when you're on them makes you not hallucinate in drug life.
Yes, two negatives make a positive.
Yes!
Ah!
God! Somebody please
Eureka.
Write down what I just said and show it to me after the show is out. I want to see how that read. Because I wasn't sure what I was saying when I was saying it. But yes, I'm a goddamn genius.
Kurt, I know sometimes it feels like we're contradicting ourselves in this show with the plot and all that stuff. But this script is airtight.
Airtight, absolutely. You know, actually, you know who the writer was for this episode?
Really?
None other than Zack fucking Snyder.
The Zack Snyder?
Yeah.
After all the things you said about him?
Yeah, no, he said, I'm going to write a script for you guys so that I look good, because this is going to be our best episode yet, according to the script that I'm reading right now that he's writing, and Zack Snyder wrote, the script that Snyder wrote, the one that he did.
Oh boy. Gator sauce.
Yes.
Says the script twice.
Yeah, it
does. This is hard to do, man.
Man, he's complicated. You know, I'd even go out on a limb and say he's controversial.
He is I would say he's probably a bit of a provocateur himself. But hey, guys, this is Gator Sauce. Kurt, this is a podcast, correct?
Yes, it's a podcast.
This is a podcast.
And we're having troubles.
We have troubles, we have good times too.
Yes.
But most of the good times come because we drink alcohol. And so I don't know how this medication would mix with the alcohol. Do you think I could just go for it?
Bro, I have been on a bender where I did like a whole bag of black tar and I drank a thing of tequila and I did a bunch of mescaline. Totally fine. You'll be good.
One go?
I don't know about the sugar though.
Okay, you think the sugar...
The sugar might react poorly to the alcohol.
Okay, Well, guys, we drink alcohol. But later on in the show, we're going to have guests come on, or at least one guest come on. We got some crazy, interesting people that we interview. But hey, Kurt, what is the name of this alcoholic beverage?
Today, so we're reviewing a beer, and by reviewing, I mean just drinking the shit out of it.
And then saying good or bad.
Yeah, good, bad, yes, and then making up jokes about it at the end.
We have a scale. We have a very airtight finger scale that we use to.
So we're drinking a Stella Artois. Stella Artois. Yeah, anno 1366, Ayo, Belgium.
Belgium. Yeah. What do you call people from Belgium? Belch?
Dumbasses.
That's not nice.
Liberals.
That's not nice, Kurt. Imperialists.
Imperialists, yes. They did horrible things to the Congo.
They didn't get in line.
Yeah, why didn't they
refused to get in the Congo line.
Why didn't they? Okay, so they went to the Belgian Congo and didn't just condense it to Bongo. Why did they? Because Belgian Congo, it should be Bongo. Am I right? I'm not wrong here.
That's like the main priority there with the
that is my biggest issue.
Was that they didn't name it the Bongo.
That's my biggest issue. Not with the fact that
they were taking people from their home. Okay.
Nope. So Stella Artois, Gabe, what are you thinking of it? Like presentation wise?
I haven't even drank it yet. Apparently you can't twist it open, so I have to find a way to open this.
Well,
with,
I'll stall. So, you know how like airplane stall?
Is that? I've actually never been on an airplane.
Oh, well, how'd you get to Brazil?
Well, no, you mean how I get from Brazil?
Yeah.
Coyote.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It's like a tour. You hop on a bus, and then they just drive you over the border.
Wait, did you say coyote or peyote?
No, I said coyote.
Ah, so you...
You thought I said peyote?
Yeah, how'd you get from Brazil to the United States?
No, that's not how I got from Brazil to the U.S. That's how I got from the U.S. to space.
Clever.
So
Stella Artois, you know, it's like a normal beer. Like, I mean, this is one of the more common beers we've ever, like, gone over and drank. It's Belgian. It's old. It's imported. And it's green.
Is it green?
Yep.
The bottle's green. Is the actual beer green, though?
Yep.
Well, just the bottle itself, first of all. I have a couple things to say about this. It's just fucking paper everywhere. It's cool. It says Stella Artois on the glass itself, but the rest is just papery. And for me, at least, I don't know about your bottle. Let me see that.
Yeah, it's coming off.
It's coming off. I get that it maybe was cool when they first came up with it, but then someone in the factory just stopped using enough glue, and now I'm just holding a bottle with paper coming off of it. But good beer.
It's good. It's very smooth.
Oh, and I dropped the beer.
Oh, dude, you didn't just drop it. You fucking aggressively poured it onto my carpet.
I wouldn't say that was aggressive.
That was dude, you were shaking it like you were trying to get the last bit of ketchup out of a ketchup bottle.
I've been going through really heavy withdrawal since the last time we recorded. Dude, my mom hasn't been allowing me to drink any more alcohol.
Dude, you're shaking.
Yeah, she found out about the actual legal age of drinking.
She found out? She just didn't know about that?
Well, in Brazil, you're drinking when you're 12. Like, there's no rules. You just kind of do it.
Off to Brazil, Mr. Obama.
Yeah, and we're not trying to get deported, so, you know.
That's fair. I get that. You know, speaking of deportation, man, like, my soul, my brain, it feels deported from my body right now because... I feel like I'm in a cage. Okay. I feel like sometimes that I'm trapped at a border between space and reality, you know?
Okay.
I don't have a lot of other metaphors for this, but I feel awful. I'm seeing shit. Like, literally, things are just morphing around me.
You're still getting the craziness?
Yeah.
The objects from history popping up.
I know you're doing heroin, but it's happening. I've talked to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've interviewed multiple people on the street. This shit's happening. Like, I don't know what to do to stop
just so we can clear this up, you're interviewing people in Tent City.
Yeah, and they're more sane than you are.
You really think so?
Yeah, I mean, like, only four people here are addicted to heroin. You're one whole person who isn't here that's addicted to heroin.
Well, I think
I'm
mostly addicted to the sugar part of it. But either way, man, hey, I know how it feels like to see all these crazy things, and you want to tell your therapist and your mom that it's all real. Trust me, it's right there, and they don't believe you. Mm. But I believe you, Kurt, all right? And I think that if we work together, we can overcome whatever's going on with this space-time craziness. What's up? Did you hear that?
Someone.
I don't know what that sound is. We're in a tent.
Yeah, I think
someone. Like someone just knocked.
Is someone knocked? That might be part of the fucking time dilation that's going on. Can you get the door gate?
That's part of the time dilation, yeah. Hey, whoa, hey!
Hey, it's me! It's Cliffhanger! Oh my god, I have something to tell you! Holy shit, everything's going crazy right now!
Oh my god.
I'm Cliffhanger. You know me. You've seen me.
Yeah, Cliff.
Yeah,
Cliff,
it's me.
You're black?
Yeah, black, you know, whatever. I have something very important to tell you, but it's going to be right after these.
So, yeah, my therapist was actually telling me that I should try to find a job in the sanitation sector, specifically with bathrooms. He says I'm very good at stalling.
Hey, that's a nice joke. Hey, guys, welcome back to the Gator Sauce.
Welcome back, guys.
We're here. So we've been standing for about 10 minutes or so, just staring at a blank-faced, open agape mouth.
Black-faced Cliffhanger.
Literally, because
and I only say that because that's all I know about Cliffhanger is that he's black. That's
he's
the first
he's
thing
black.
He told me.
He's black-faced because he's
that's
black.
Blue Moon Part 1 if you want to catch up.
No, this is lore. We're not being fucking weird. You can cancel. Actually, you know what?
Right
fuck
now.
You guys. Cancel us. I don't give a shit.
Really?
So as I was saying.
Oh my god.
Oh my. Jeez. As I was saying. Oh my god. But how long have we been out?
About 10 minutes.
Oh, it's getting bad now.
Oh, you know this is happening.
Yes. Well, it's been happening to everybody. Intermittently.
Well, what's going on? Like, tell us.
So, you guys have been fucking up the time-space continuum. Have you seen the movie The Moth Effect?
I've seen the movie The Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher.
Guggle it. Guggle it right now. What's a guggle?
Sure, I'll
What's
I'll
a
Google.
Fucking guggle?
Yeah, did you say guggle?
What's a guggle? Oh my god, Google is now guggle.
Oh my god.
Yeah, see? Things are turning out worse.
I don't know if that's worse, but the Moth Effect is apparently a movie that came out with Ashton Kutcher.
Hey, Gabe, you know
at least
what?
He's still alive.
You know what?
At the very least, Ashton Kutcher is still part of our reality.
I like to guggle balls. So as I was saying, it's like
Thank
the movie
for...
The Moth Effect, which,
yeah.
by the way, was changed because of what you've been doing
oh,
to
no.
the time-space continuum.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes. No, see, everything
Have
is...
Have we changed any other movie titles?
Yes, Batman Returns as Batman comes in a boot.
Oh, I could see how that would happen.
Yeah,
Kurt, when you went back to talk to Marilyn Monroe...
Yeah, god damn it. So, alright, yeah, I've been using it on and off. I told Gabe recently that I was.
Yeah,
You're the worst of it. When you went to go pants Mussolini... When you pants Mussolini, you caused World War II to multiply itself by two, so it became World War IV.
Kurt, you've been using this time machine a lot more than I thought you have.
Yeah.
You just told me you went to go meet Marilyn Monroe and tell her not to kill herself. Which, did that work, by the way?
No, it didn't.
No. Aww.
But I got Van Gogh to stop eating paint. I got him to start eating rat poison instead.
Is that better?
It makes you more artistic, I think. Oh, you know, I've had black mold in my apartment for like 2 months now, and I think I'm actually getting to an artistic peak. Because I've been slowly eating it. So,
sorry, Cliff, go ahead. I think
shut the fuck
say
up,
way
Kurt.
More important than whatever we're saying.
Your stupid jokes are wasting time. It's
you don't like our show, do you?
No, I don't. I showed up on your show just to, you know, to introduce myself so that we could have this plot thread.
And I'm sorry, the moment you told us you were black, we cut it off right there. We thought it would be problematic. But please, continue with what you're saying.
So I'm saying you guys have to fix this.
you can, and you can still go back in time and shit, but you have to go back in time.
No, we shit and then go back in time. But yeah, continue.
I built the fucking machine. I know how it works.
Oh, you built this thing?
Yes.
I thought you just got it from the store.
Nope.
Oh my god. You're the guy who came up with the time machine.
I built it, and then I bought it from the store.
Wait, what?
Don't worry about it.
Is it like a Build-A-Bear situation?
Yes, and. So, you guys have to go back in time. Like, now. You have to go back to 510 AD. Okay. That means after Domino's Pizza collapsed.
Oh no, we really fucked up the time.
Wow, Domino's Pizza was back by then?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, that's what you guys have done.
I went back to Noah times, I did take a Domino's Pizza box with me. That might have affected history way more than
God
I thought.
Damn it, Gabe.
So you have to go back, and you're going to have to go back to France, particularly this area called Brittany. It's like France and Britain. It's like whatever. Don't worry. And you're going to have to meet a man named...
A man named Dialtone. Yeah, whoa. Did he just disappear?
He just disappeared. Okay. Like, that's not normal.
Well, he sure left us on a...
Hey, you know...
Cliffhanger.
That's funny. You know... This podcast does jokes and stuff sometimes, I guess. I don't know if that was a joke, but I think we legitimately lost him. He's gone.
Do you think he might have just disappeared from all time and space?
Yeah, you remember in Back to the Future where people started disappearing from their pictures and shit?
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on, man. Like,
that's not good. We could possibly screw up our own timeline where, you know, what if we go back and kill one of our ancestors? And then we're never existing, and then we can never go back in time and... kill our ancestors. Well, then our ancestors are fine, though, right?
And then you
have... So we're fine.
Then you have to have sex with
their... But then if we exist, then we do go back in time and kill our ancestors. But then we're not real, and we could have never gone back in time to kill our ancestors.
Man, Zack...
So they're fine.
Zack Snyder's...
So then we're here, and we can go back in time... Oh my god, Kurt. Zack... I think we might have really screwed this up.
Zack Snyder's getting, like, really predictable with this convoluted plot.
I think I've... He's really over-explaining the grandfather paradox.
Yeah. Well, you know
next,
what?
He says, okay, by the way, do you know what we do to go back in time?
Do you know what?
That was me stalling. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm hopping into the machine right now. We have to leave, Gabe. I don't know why you're standing out here, like, twiddling your thumbs, reading some weird Zack Snyder bullshit.
Well, I'm twiddling my thumbs because I'm trying to practice my thumb war game.
Okay. Come in here, get in the time machine. I'm already typing it in.
Alright. Alright.
I already got the
510 AD. That's 510.
Yep, I know how to.
After Domino's.
Gabe, I know how to type. I know what we're doing. We're going back to France. Yes, I already took the shit. So let's
took the shit already?
Yeah, let's get this thing started. Let me press
even smell it anymore. Have you been using some Poopery?
Yeah, no. I actually have. I've actually hired a servant to come in here and put whole.
You call them a servant?
Yeah, a whole. You know those the Febreze things,
like a glory hole?
No, like the Febreze things you plug into the wall. He's been coming in here, opening those up and just dumping them in the toilet after I poop.
So he's just been pouring Febreze into the toilet.
Yeah, that's his only job. I can't pay him, but you know. Also, here, ready? You ready to go?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Oh my god! Whoa, that was really fast! That was the fastest we've ever time traveled!
Yeah!
I was not ready for that.
I've been eating, yeah.
That might just be the porta potty itself.
Yeah, actually. No, I've been eating a lot of falafel lately, a lot of Taco Bell. Surprisingly, combining them two not only makes you shit fast, but it makes it solid.
Interesting. Good formula. But hey, now we're in it looks like a countryside of some sort.
So I'm immediately bored. This place is gay as fuck. Look at this.
Really?
Is this France? What is France? France,
I think it looks pretty cool. There's a bunch of
fucking losers, you know?
Some bridges?
Fuck France. Fuck France. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Fuck France. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Fuck you, France.
They're still reeling from the whole, you know, parachutings. I think they're doing all right.
The parachutings?
Yeah. Did that happen in our timeline? Did we prevent that or did we instigate it?
Parachutings or parachutings?
That's also what I meant, too.
Yeah, you but know, hey, when man. People went to the Eiffel Tower and jumped off of it with parachutes. The parachutings.
Which, by the way, do you think the Eiffel Tower is still around?
No, you shit-ass. It was built in the 30s. Oh, wait, fuck, what is that?
Well, we're in the 510s. That's further, right? Wait, whoa, what was that? Yeah.
It's the fucking Eiffel Tower. Why is it here, not in Paris? We're not even in Paris.
Yeah, now who's the dumbass now, right?
All
right,
well, fuck you. You know what, Gabe? You know what I've always wanted to do? All right, so this is kind of built off of the mania that I live on. I've wanted to rob a baguette store. I don't believe in God, and God doesn't believe in me.
Well, I believe in God, and we literally met Noah from the Bible, so it's kind of weird that you don't believe in God. But...
Well, I choose to disbelieve things that I have literally seen happen in front of me.
Yeah?
Yes. That's my new thing now, you know? Like, last week it was Tupperware, this week it's this whole thing.
And you still believe that Lindsey Graham is just The Bachelor.
Yeah, no, he's not gay. I wouldn't accept him into my community at all.
Yeah.
No. Definitely. All right, so you know what? I see this baguette store over there. You know, Gabe, keep, all right, go distract the owner while I go set the back on fire.
Okay, should I?
Bye, Gabe.
I got a good trick. Let's do it. Hey, Mr. Baguette shop owner.
Hello, how can I help you? I am from Belgium. Hi. I'm from Belgium. This is my newest baguette shop. I'm the best baguette maker in all of France.
Oh, you're from Belgium, so you have you ever heard of a Stella Artois?
That's my cousin, the Stella!
Oh, wow. Hey, drink this potion I made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, you got that down. Wow.
That is quite nice. That's what my cousin's bathwater tastes like.
Oh.
Stella's Artois water. Stella's Artois water. Have you ever had Stella Artois? She's a beautiful lady. She likes to never shower, never bath, but when she does, it's a nice little soup that we pour inside the bottles and give out to people. See, look, it's a nice store.
Well, can I have a taste of that?
Yeah, here you go.
Mm. Yep, that tastes exactly like the beer.
Yes, wow. It's beer. That is...
Beer. No, I didn't say beer. I said bear is... there's a bear behind you.
Ha-ha! It's actually a fire, fuck-ass! Bunk. That's me hitting him with hitting the owner. I hit him with... Did you see
that,
Gabe?
Yeah, hit him with a baguette.
Yeah, hit him with a baguette.
I was trying to refer to you as the bear, because you're a homosexual male who is pretty hairy.
I'm not that hairy. Look at this.
You have a
see?
Full-on beard. I can't see your chest because you're wearing a shirt, so... Yeah, see, look. Okay, now I can see your chest. Now I see all of you. Put your clothes back on. Kurt, we're in the middle of a baguette store, and it's full of people here, and they look scared, and I don't think you taking your clothes off is going to make them any less scared.
You know, do you think if I could throw a baguette hard enough, I can kill someone with it? Hold on, let me try. Gabe, see?
Yeah, he has no pulse.
Dude, that's gnarly! There's a baguette sticking through his eye and out
that's
the back of his head.
Man, this is like a fucking Tarantino movie. Dude, what are you doing, man?
Dude, nothing matters anymore. You said that.
I don't know about this weird mentality you're on. You're killing people in a baguette store. Is this, sir? Are you scared?
Oh, I don't know. I walked into this baguette store just to get some baguettes for my family. And now I come across you and you throw a baguette at my cousin.
Now I'm pissing on a baby.
Oh my god.
Oh, my other cousin!
Is everyone here related? Fucking hell. fucking hell, man. Stop pissing on that baby.
All right,
Kurt,
well,
can we... I need to stop this. I'm gonna... Kurt!
What?
Stop. Oh, I'm gonna citizens arrest you.
I already put the... All right, so we should leave here first before you do that. I set fire to the grain in the back, so...
Fucking hell.
The whole thing's
if
about
you
to
don't
go
stop
flame.
This shit, you're gonna make me take the law into my own hands.
I'm gonna
Things
say that you're homophobic.
A little crazy for you. Living in tent cities probably driven you a little bit mad. But just because we go back in time doesn't mean these people are disposable. They affect us too, Kurt.
They're
Didn't
not
you hear anything
real.
Cliffhanger said?
They're not real. None of them are real.
Oh man, I don't know. This is. I don't know what to believe.
You know what? Come and fight me, bro. Come and fight me. Here, get this baguette.
I'm not gonna fight you.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
Not
come
fight
on.
You,
come
man.
On.
I can't fight you.
Have at
well,
thee.
I can't fight you, man.
Bonk. Have at thee. Have at thee.
Oh, ow.
Okay.
Have at thee, bitch.
Is this how you're gonna be?
Have at thee, cunt saber.
You just using a baguette like it's a fucking, like you're like sparring with me. Is this what you want to do? Is
yeah,
this
bro.
Really what you want to do?
Uh-huh. Yeah, come at me. Gabe, fucking let me out. Let me out right now. Let me out.
You did this to yourself.
Let me out. Please, Gabe, I love you.
Nope.
I love you.
Do you really?
I love you, baby.
Well, no. That's kind
of... Oh, wait. The other type of love. I love you, dude. You're like my homie. You're my bro.
Yeah, dude. Really?
Yeah, you're my dog. You're my schnitzel.
No. You're trying to trick me. I'm not gonna fall for it. Kurt, you killed a man in a baguette shop. You stabbed the man with a baguette.
No, I didn't kill him. You killed him.
What are you talking about? I didn't. Did I kill him?
Yeah, you killed him, dude.
Did I piss on that baby too?
Yeah, you pissed on the baby too, and you set the shop on fire.
No, you're lying, you piece of shit. I know what you're doing. You're gaslighting me. I know what that is. I know what gaslighting is now. And you're doing it. You're crazy, man. This is for your own good.
No.
I think you need some time away from other people who you can hurt so that you can dwell on your actions and try to change as a person.
Gabe, do you want to actually see me gaslight? Here, watch this.
Whoa. Jeez, man. That's like Elon Musk flamethrower right there. And this is just you. You just needed a lighter.
Yes, sir.
Give me that lighter.
No.
Well, okay.
See this lighter? Hey. Gabe, it's not real. You've never seen this in your life. You never will.
That lighter, is it real? I don't know if it's... No, you're doing it again! Ass! Well, hey, man. Luckily, I knocked you out. And got the constable here to arrest you and
the constipation. Hey,
he did not like that you were repeating that over and over on your way to the jail cell.
Hey, A cab.
Okay. But hey, man, I'm sorry that you ended up in this situation. I'm sorry that we're in this crazy, you know, place where maybe time might be falling in on itself, and we have no way of solving this, because Cliffhanger didn't tell us who we're supposed to find out here. And I'm starting to lose hope, and I think that maybe Gator Sauce and the world itself might be done for.
Yeah, you know what? You may be right, but at least I get to jerk off in the cell. Also, Gabe, can you leave me alone so I can jerk off in the cell? I don't really like watching people watch me watch.
Yeah, you mentioned last episode how you're masturbation shy or something like that.
Yeah, masturbation shy. You know, maybe you should go upstairs.
Okay, I'll go upstairs. I'm going to take all the recording equipment, too.
Okay, bye-bye, buddy. Bye-bye. Okay. Zip. See you around. Bye-bye.
All right, so we are walking up the stairs of the jail, and the constable's gone. I guess I'm just going to sit here at this desk, and, so listener... Whoa, holy shit!
Who goes there? What is your name? What are you doing in my village of Brittany?
You didn't even give me enough time to answer the first question.
No, you have to answer all three at once. You know how Americans say.
There's three questions, I only heard two. But my name is Gabe. I am a, I always have trouble with this.
You are a Sagittarius, no?
I am a Sagittarius.
Yeah, see, I know that. I'm a wizard.
Wow.
Now, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm a wizard, too.
No, you're
not.
Watch
this. Do you have a beverage that is lukewarm and maybe a little bit too warm?
Sure. Yeah, sure, I do. Sorry, my voice cracked. Oh, you went to Hogwarts! I know about Hogwarts!
Oh, you know of Hogwarts. Well, here you go. Your beverage is nice and cold now.
Hogwarts knows about me. Thank you. I like deep cold beer.
By the way.
My name is Merlin, but what is your name and what are you doing in my town of Brittany?
Well, like I said, my name is Gabe. I am a... I am a person who travels from town to town and likes to meet interesting people like
you. You're a podcaster, no? I know what you do. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes,
I know a lot.
I am a podcaster.
As a magician.
I am! Let me walk outside for 1 second. I'm gonna take the recording equipment with me. World! I am a podcaster! Whew. Okay, that felt good.
Did that feel
sorry,
good, though?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That feel good, though. Did not?
It felt
did
good. Not?
It's a better deal.
I was in denial about that for a long time, but that really felt good.
My uncle did that a couple weeks ago. He went outside and said, I am a pedophile! And he felt really good, but we all had to beat him to death with sticks. I mean, it's really self-fulfilling, but it has to be a good thing, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry about your uncle, but...
Fuck that child rapist. He's no good. So I...
What are you doing? I'm here because I'm... Like, you know, I'm a podcaster. We've actually been traveling throughout time and space, and we've realized that there's been a lot of weird kind of occurrences going on.
Yes, I know.
Notice the big tower outside of this...
That was not here like a week ago. That is all of you are doing. I know what you guys have been up to.
Oh.
See, since I am a magician, probably the best magician of all time, I know a lot about you were dead with Cliffhanger, no?
Oh my god, you know Cliffhanger.
He is a magician as well. We are able to contact each other through cauldrons.
Kidding me? What do you think of Cliffhanger, by the way?
A nice dude. Very great homemade cooking. Love his gumbo.
I like him too. I just feel like he always leaves right before things get interesting.
You technically summoned him into a void of non-existence because of your chicanery.
My charcuterie? Oh no! My charcuterie was filled with all kinds of cheeses and meats that I thought would make him happy.
That is not what I said, bonk.
Oh, sorry.
I had to hit you with my staff, so you'd shut the fuck up, you little maggot.
Staff. By the way, that staff, I mean, I was staring outside the window, I could see the tower, but when you hit me on the side of the head with that staff, the tower just disappeared and I saw things a little bit more clearly.
Right, see, we have to do a magician's ritual right now to reverse the time.
Okay.
And
so
solve everything.
Okay. Okay, so what do we need to do in order to fix this? So
it's going to evolve a lot of cum. Semen.
A lot of
man
cum.
Juice.
This is the second
time. 1,000 worlds of cum.
This is the second time in a row where we had to perform some kind of ritual by providing a lot of cum.
But this is real. Your podcast is a fake lie about boo-boo and poo-poo and it's stupid. It's dumb. It's big dumb. You're like a big stinky cow. What are you doing here?
This is a lie.
You're a big dumbass. You smell like my mother when she farted in the bathroom. And it smelled really bad, but she covered it up with the smell of a dead cat, which smelled even worse.
You know, I've read a lot of legends about Merlin.
Shut your face!
I never imagined your voice would sound like this.
Well, I was born in France. What do you think? Do you think all French people sound nice and sweet? No, I'm angry.
Oh, boy. Have you found that Pink Panther yet, by the way?
Sorry. No, the Pink Panther is not real. That's what I call my wife's pussy. I am straight. Hey.
Oh, man. But, hey, okay, so you need cum.
I already have the cauldron set up outside. We just need to go come. We gotta get the entire village, including our cart friend, to come in this cauldron. And then we have to do a ritual that summons a demon of time that we must talk to him. But we don't have to put that on air, you know, that's kind
of
weird. We don't talk to demons on air, you know?
I've actually talked to a demon on air.
Oh, you want to talk to the demon? All right, we can talk to the demon.
No. We don't want to talk to demons. Last time we talked to a demon, I believe last episode we did, and that did not go very well for me, specifically.
I will talk to the demon, and you just need your cum and the cauldron. I will fix it so that you can go back to your time by the time you have the next episode.
Do you have any material that I can use?
I have a box of chicken eggs that you can use the oil and goop from inside of the egg as lube.
Okay, but I meant specifically visual material, but I think I could use the eggs as like some kind of, I can draw, let me just.
I will bring my sweet wife and I will have her dance naked on the ground, because you are straight, no?
Yeah.
Oh, then she will dance naked.
I don't know, I actually haven't thought about that.
She will dance naked for you, you can jerk off to her. She is fine with that, because she already jerked off to you twice.
Okay.
My wife is a little bit weird, if you say.
Does she know I'm 16? I guess it doesn't matter.
We are in like the 500s in France. Age is really just a number, you know what I mean?
As soon as that period hits, good to go, right?
The man period. You know when you slip and fall on a rock and you just start bleeding profusely out of your cock.
It happens to all of us.
Here, come over to this cauldron. We need to come and do it.
Okay, so let me do that. In the meantime, do you want to tell the audience anything that you think they should know about this space-time continuum? Maybe you want to keep them calm during this whole weird phase we're going through?
This whole time period will be taken care of. Do not worry. We will be able to fix it, to resolve it, and turn it back into normal. Your co-host will be able to go back in time and do whatever the fuck they want without repercussion.
It's not working. Fuck.
Also, you need to go get your friend Kurt and get him off. Am I right? Hey.
I'll get Kurt to do it. Let me just. Hey.
Hey, man, hold on. You're getting your stroke motion wrong. So what you gotta do is it's 1, 2, 3 long pull. 1, 2, 3 fast, fast, fast.
Oh, you're supposed to. Ah!
It gets you to come faster and it's more magical, as they say, you know? Hey!
What I was doing is I was just putting both hands on the opposite sides of my dick, and I was just kind of like. I was just kind of rubbing it up and down.
That's how you make a fire, not the fire in your pants, see?
Well, okay, I'll get Kurt to get some of his cum too, I guess. I think he was already starting to jerk off, actually, when I last left him. Hopefully he hasn't come yet. 1 second, sir.
Hey, Gabe, I'm magical. I'm magical. Gabe, look, I'm coming.
Kurt, hold on. No. Don't come. Oh, shit.
Gabe, don't worry. I always carry. See, you know, do you know how many things I carry in my ass? A lot.
What do you mean?
Yeah, look.
You just came into a little bag, a little sack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I pulled out of my ass.
Wow, that's good for you.
I knew we were gonna be doing this ritual. I knew nothing meant anything before the ritual.
You knew that we were gonna be doing this ritual? Yeah. You knew about the ritual?
Yeah, Cliffhanger's a magician. You didn't know that?
What, dude, how did you... Wait, so you do know things. You're not gaslighting me then.
No, I'm not. I mean, alright, yes, I did kill a dude with a baguette.
Oh!
I did piss on the baby.
Okay.
I did set a baguette shot up on fire. That was all me.
That was you, and you did that because...
It's funny.
You're right, it is pretty funny.
So yeah, dude, I kind of wanted...
And then you convinced me that I did it, so I thought I murdered an innocent person, and now we find out that it was you the whole time. Dude, you're genius, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm like Rick from Rick and Morty. But
fuck
like,
what my
worse.
Mom and my therapist say. I need to start hanging around you more.
Dude, the Tent City is amazing.
You.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, awesome. So you got to come.
Yeah, give this to Merlin. I'll stay in the prison. I know that they're pissed at me, so, you know, I got to stay in here for, you know,
okay,
quote-unquote good looks, whatever. I've already met Merlin. I talked to him. Like, yeah,
are
I talked.
Fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I talked.
You need to tell me about your time traveling exploits later.
But, no,
I'll take this up to Merlin. No. Okay, well, I'll take this up to Merlin anyways. See you in a bit.
I can tell by the consistency of this. This is white male cum. Oh yes, put this into the pot. We're all white males.
Well, I mean,
except
the second part was pretty easy to tell. You can tell that it's male cum.
Hey, man, they're trans people. You know,
can trans people come? I don't
yep.
know about that.
Yet again, trans women can come like men do.
Wait, oh, okay, trans women, yeah, sure.
Yeah, come on, man, don't be homo transphobic. This is France.
Dude, I'm 16, you can give me a pass here. But
here,
hey,
dip your balls in this glass of wine real quick.
Is that gonna help?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I just came. Yep, here you go.
I don't need 2 samples of your cum.
But, oh, there's 2 in there?
Yes, you came twice. It was like a shotgun, no?
Well, I've been holding that in for about a year now.
Yes, it's a big load. That's like half of the glass. Half the glass is filled with wine. The rest is now filled with cum. What is wrong with you?
Very pink wine, though.
Yeah, it's pink wine. Also the name of my book pen that I would start if I was in your time period, no?
You seem to know a lot about our time period.
I do, because I'm a goddamn magician. You know how it works.
Okay, sure. You're right. Hey, magic is just science we don't understand yet.
Oh, right? So since I can see the future, I think we need to be... You guys are on... What is it? Oh, it's time for you guys to go to a break. I'm done talking to you.
It's time for us to go to a break.
Yes.
Wow, you know a lot more about this podcast.
Pee pee boo boo butthole. Fart noises. I'm Gator. Oh,
wow. Whoa! He disappeared. Holy shit, and he pretty much summarized our podcast perfectly, by the way. Let me go down to Kurt and see if he's doing all right.
Hey, we gonna do an ad, buddy?
Yeah, we're gonna do an ad. I just wanted to make sure you were good.
Yeah, I'm good. Good enough to fuck your mom. So we're... we're back.
You
all
right, man?
No. No.
On that baguette that you... You pulled that baguette, by the way, out of that guy's head.
No,
you didn't mention this.
I'm having... I'm chugging it. I'm having astral sex with, someone else right now.
Oh, so on top of the baguette thing?
Yeah.
Which is also true.
Yeah.
You are doing the sex.
James Dean. Yeah, you know, he's very into me, apparently. So,
really?
Merlin left us a sticky note that says, stay here until ritual is complete. You will know by the large microwave, and spelled like that for some reason. Microwave ding. So we gotta just wait for a microwave ding or something. I don't know.
I feel like different microwaves make different sounds.
He said it's gonna take about 30 minutes, so we can end the show now.
Oh, wow, that's gonna be a while. You
yeah.
really think we should just end it?
I honestly think, you know, end it, review
kind
the beers.
Of underwhelming,
yeah,
I think.
Get some, well, I mean, like, what else do you want? We did a lot.
I mean, we know a lot happened this episode, more than usual, because usually we're just sitting around shooting the shit, but... I don't know. I feel like we had a huge problem. We went all the way back in time, talked to a wizard. The wizard promised a solution, and then just sends us a note saying, hey, the solution will start within 30 minutes, but by the time that happens, we're not even recording anymore.
Wow. Kind of nice of Zack Snyder to put the summary of what we just did in the script.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because we just talked about it, and then immediately after he has me summarize the whole thing. But
it's kind of weird. But you know what? Whatever. You know, so, hey guys,
and,
you know,
yeah.
This is a podcast. Hey, listener, you've been listening to a podcast. You've been pranked. This isn't funny. This is real.
Gotcha. We knew this wasn't funny the whole time. We knew this was stupid, and we wasted your time. Guess what? You don't know when you're going to die, but this just took up a hell of a long part of your life.
Yeah, there may be a God, there may not. I don't know. Who knows?
He's probably going to punish you for listening to this.
So, on this podcast, what we do is we generally have a segment where we review the beers. So, since we've kind of all done with all the stupid shit we've been doing,
stupid fucking plot bullshit.
Yeah, fuck the plot.
Let's get back to talking about the shit that really matters. The beer!
The alcohol! Okay. You know, honestly, if I kept on doing it, it just wouldn't be funny after that. You know, like...
I think you did it for the perfect amount of time
right.
where it got really funny.
Mwah.
Hilarious.
Mwah.
Yeah.
Mwah. I
but
know.
You so, stopped right on time. So
Gabe,
what
have we been drinking?
We have been drinking Stella
Artois.
That's my impersonation of a Frenchman. I can't do it that good, but...
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, it was Stella Artois, a I don't know, what do you call people from Belgium?
Bongos.
Belgian! I know
Belgian, yes,
are.
Belgians.
Belgian. Mm-hmm. So, a Belgian made this beer... called Stella Artois.
And we
and
we
you know what?
We met the guy who owned the baguette shop that sold the this beer before it was a
you
beer.
Did?
Yeah, remember the bathwater bit? I mean, part of the story?
I don't know what's real anymore.
All right. Well, you know what do you know we do a thing on the show where we rate the beers via a hand.
We rape the beers
with a hand system.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to say this beer is a 5. Just straight up, like, we make up things. It's a 5. It's okay. It's not great. It's not bad. It's honestly one of the most average beers I've ever had.
That's a 5 out of what?
A 10, I would say. Probably. That makes sense, right?
I guess, yeah. We've been doing this finger scale since literally the beginning of this podcast in, what, 2018?
Yeah.
Fuck, 2019? Have you been going on since that long?
18, yeah.
18, 19, yeah, 18, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess on my finger scale rating, you give it a 5.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a turkey with my hand. And what I mean by that is I'm going to put my hand out, I'm going to open all my fingers up, and the thumb is the turkey head, and each of my 4 fingers is the turkey feathers.
So it's a 5.
My hand, display, all the fingers are
spread out. It's a 5.
Well, it's a turkey.
It's a 5.
And each of the fingers are a feather. So I'm going to give it a turkey because, like on Thanksgiving, right now from drinking this beer, I feel very thankful for all of the people that came together to help us prevent ourselves from destroying the space-time continuum.
I mean, all right.
So
that's,
Merlin,
that's good.
Cliffhanger, thank you for all of your work. And
Baguette
Kurt,
guy? Yeah, what's up, dude?
Baguette guy, thank you for your sacrifice, your noble sacrifice.
Oh, no, he's still alive. That was just one of his customers.
Oh, is he alive?
Yeah, one of his customers. I just bonked him.
You stabbed him through the fucking head.
No, no, that was a dude in the store.
I saw blood.
No. I bonked.
Oh, you mean the actual baguette guy.
Yeah, I bonked the baguette guy. I stabbed the dude in the baguette store.
I mean the baguette guy. I mean the guy who in the baguette
store. Oh, that's been stabbed with the baguette. Oh, yeah, okay.
Which we don't even know his name.
No, I
could,
yeah.
The fucker he killed.
Yeah, I could see how you could say that. Because, like, you know, he has a baguette in his head now, so he is baguette guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, all right.
Because as soon as you murdered him, we didn't get this on the recording, but people were pointing at him and laughing and saying, ha ha ha, baguette guy, baguette guy, baguette guy. I didn't find it funny.
So, you know, that's the end of our show, guys. That's it. You know, we gotta do something very important is thank all of you listeners for being sopping wet cuckholes who listen to us. I'll please you if you really want. I offer escort services.
You
can find me
What do you escort people to?
My butthole. You can find me at on Twitter. We do the plugs now. You can find me on Twitter at Kurt_duh_hurt. Same on Instagram.
You can find me on Twitter at Gasvia. And you can find me on Instagram at Gasvia. But you can find the show on Instagram at SauceGator. Same thing on Twitter and Facebook.
You all right there, buddy?
Oh, man. Dude, I don't know, man. I feel like there should be something else happening at the end of this episode. I know we didn't set anything up. And usually we're saved by the end with some kind of crazy plot thing that happens. But now it's just like,
it's
done.
It's underwhelming. And you know what? That's fine.
It is underwhelming.
We get to rest. And you know what?
Is it?
You know what? 2021's already being weird. So how about all of you listeners take a rest? And you know what, Gabe? Good night, New York.
All right, I guess good morning, Atlanta.